Hello, everybody. 6:37. My name is Steve Edwards. We are glad you are with us this morning. We have a lot of good topics to talk about as we wend our way through a Thursday morning. I said to you, as I'm official today because I'm doing the show today and again tomorrow. So for the first time, I brought in my radio guy thermos of coffee.
And that's a mega thermos, too.
It is a mega thermos. I need to move on here. I need this energy. And then the question struck in my mind, do I put milk in this or not?
Real radio guy drinks black coffee as bitter as you can have it.
Is there milk in it or no?
There is no milk in it because I'm not sure that milk is good for you. So
this is
my segue to our next guest.
Almond milk or coconut milk, anything?
Don't get in the way of my segue, okay? This is the segue.
Do it.
The segue goes to Alex Berezov, who's Vice President of Scientific Affairs at the American Council of Science and Health. Alex, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Hey, thank you very much. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Should I put the milk in my coffee or not?
Put the milk in your coffee.
Milk
is just fine for you. There's this new movement around trying to get people to stop drinking dairy milk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I was a kid, back in the Stone Age, milk was like the superfood, right? You know, remember the gut milk commercials?
Make you strong, make your bones strong, and
exactly.
It will also give you a cool mustache.
Yeah, and it was considered a superfood. Now, here's the thing. There's no such thing as a superfood. That's a fad. Food is food, you know, and some foods are more nutritious for you than other foods. There's no magical food. But milk is just fine. It's a good source of fat and protein and carbohydrates and calcium. It's a perfectly fine food. So I say, go ahead, put your milk in there. And I mean, I drink like a latte every day. That's how I get my milk.
Well, there are a couple of things that come up here. You have something you want to say. Let me do this first, and then you say what you want to say, because you've been bursting to say this. Okay. There was a couple of years ago a study that came out called the China Study. I know you're fully aware of it, by T. Colin Campbell et al., who studied villages in China and basically found in places where dairy or even animal products were not used, people were healthier, lived longer, et cetera. And a lot of people were either very directly influenced by this. Some friends said, drink milk, that's cow pus. Or indirectly, they don't know the reason why, where it came from, but they weren't going to drink milk because of that. What is your reaction to that?
Epidemiological studies are tricky, especially when they involve nutrition and food. It is very difficult to tease out why certain people have various medical conditions based upon the foods that they eat. I'm not terribly familiar with that for exact study, but I can give you an example that you're going to be very familiar with. One day, you'll open the newspaper and it says, coffee causes cancer. Mm-hmm. The next day, you open it up and it says, coffee prevents cancer.
Alex, let me interrupt you. I've been doing broadcasting for many a millennia at this point, and I've done that story 500 times. Eggs are good, eggs are bad. Coffee's good, coffee's bad.
Right. And the answer to that question is because the field of nutrition is inherently flimsy. And the reason is because it's usually based upon people's recollections. Like, what did you eat yesterday? What did you eat last month? Well, you know what? I don't remember what I had for breakfast, and breakfast was 5 minutes ago. Okay? And so that's the problem with food-based epidemiological studies. And so that's why these studies are always confusing. So what I tell people is, do this. Have a balanced diet. If you want to have a glass of milk, do it. But also be sure you have your vegetables. Get plenty of fiber. Have some fruit. Have some meat. And you know what? You'll be fine. And so people should really just stop worrying about it. There's nothing magical about food.
Are you saying that kale isn't better than anything on earth?
Or blueberries?
Kale. Huh?
are blueberries a superfood?
No, there are no superfoods.
Okay.
There are foods that are more nutritious than others, and that's about it.
You know, I'm the mother of two young kids, and I breastfed both of my children. And, you know, when I was reading and doing a lot of stuff while I took some time off from work, raising both of them after I gave birth, you know, I read a lot of different books, and I had a... You know, I was lactose intolerant when I was a kid, so I had to drink a lot of lactaid milk, which is still cow's milk, you know, but they take out that part of the milk. But, you know, I was reading and I went to the doctor and the doctor said, you know, a lot of humans are lactose intolerant to cow's milk. And then, I've done some reading and, you know, I read that, you know, humans are one of the only species that drink another animal's milk, basically, which is to nourish their young. And so isn't it true that we provide milk to our young and that as humans, we have the enzyme in our bellies that break down the milk and the sugars. And then as we get older and we can eat solid food, we lose that enzyme. So that's why a lot of people have that intolerance and we get the kind of, you know, slimy throat or we have the bubbles in our stomach and then people get an mm-hmm. upset tummy when we have milk. So that's why I think a lot of people have gone to the plant-based, the almonds or the coconut milks
and
things like that.
All right, let's get a response here. Alex, what do you say?
Well, that's exactly right. Most people on Earth are lactose intolerant. That is the fact that some people can drink milk their entire lives, like me and most white people, really is it's a white person thing. It's a genetic trait of people of European ancestry, but people who are mostly like from Asia, from Africa, I believe. Those people are generally lactose intolerant. So we're in a minority. The group that can drink milk their whole lives are in a minority. It's a genetic quirk, but it doesn't mean that milk is bad for you. It just means that we have this ability to break down the milk, but most people don't have it.
Can I ask you a quick question, Alex? Are you paid by the milk industry in any way?
No.
You don't make any money from that?
No.
You are Vice President of Scientific Affairs at the American Council on Science and Health, which is often perceived, perhaps fairly or unfairly, as a very much a pro-industry organization, correct?
Mm-hmm. Well, we are pro-science, and if that science comes from academia, fantastic. If it comes from industry, fantastic. Most of our funding does not come from industry. This our last fiscal year, less than 20%, I think, came from industry.
Okay, so you don't work for the milk carton or the milk cartel?
No, okay. To my knowledge, we do not receive. Okay.
And to be fair, I do love ice cream and cheese and everything else. Milk.
We got to go, but wait a minute, Greek yogurt. It's a superfood, right?
Nope.
You are trying hard, Sue Edwards.
And just to prove it to you that we're not working for the dairy industry, uh-huh. If you want soy milk, go drink it. Go drink almond milk. Go drink oat milk. It's all healthy for you. Just have a balanced diet.
Alex Bezalel.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Alex. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Bye.